Yeah, I guess over the last 5 days, we've seen a lot of blackouts in terms of the electricity being supplied to a lot of the oil refineries and also the oil production facilities. So I think it's impacted Texas quite a bit because there are a couple of things. Texas, first of all, the electricity grid is not connected to the rest of the country, so you could say they are a true Lone Star State. They've just refused to do that. Secondly, I guess the Texan oil fields, particularly in the Permian Basin, are not what you could say are not winterized, so they're not capable of handling extreme temperatures or even the slight bit of cold because the infrastructure is not there. I mean, if you compare that to the Dakota and Alaska sort of oil fields, these are sort of winterized and they can handle, extreme temperatures.
I want to talk a bit about how they currently produce oil and how this kind of highlights a couple of problems with that. But just kind of more broadly speaking, could you kind of tell us a little bit about the broader impacts of this cold snap on the US economy in particular, so with oil prices?
Yeah, so I mean, it's going to have billions of dollars of impact. I mean, people have blackouts, they aren't able to go anywhere. So there's going to be huge loss of, I guess, income from the oil producing side of things. Secondly, I guess, in terms of, getting the oil and their gas out to the electricity generation is also a problem because the gas pipelines, I mean, some listeners might know that the U.S. produces most of its electricity from gas and coal. And renewable energy does play an important role, but gas is the main source of energy production. So the U.S. also supplies gas to Mexico. So that's I think the Mexican exports to Mexico are expected to decline by about 40%. So it's going to have a spillover effect, not just I mean not going to have an effect not just on America, but also on Mexico. The Canadians are kind of doing well because the supply of gas from Canada to US is like kind of skyrocketed, and so they're going to benefit from this. But the Texan economy, who's kind of I guess tried to go out on their own on a lot of things, is going to suffer terribly because we don't know whether this is going to last for another 3 or 4 days. When the oil production facilities will come back online, it could be 1 week, 2 weeks, it could be a month. So restarting their infrastructure, which is currently kind of frozen, to get it going again is going to be a tall ask.
On that then, could you tell us a little bit about how this extreme weather event and its effect on oil production, as you're saying, it's going to have a lasting impact? How does this kind of highlight problems within the current system of oil production within the US?
Well, the US has suffered quite a bit. Particularly, from the loss of production from the Permian Basin, the shale oil producers, have gone bankrupt, most of them. For them to survive, the crude oil price has to be, above $60 or $65 a barrel. So that's one thing, regardless of what the weather does. So U.S. is still a predominantly, exporter of oil and renewable refined fuels. So I think in this year, I think it's gonna reverse. So I think the U.S. is already expected to become a net importer of refined fuels. I know that the current situation, from what I've read, is gonna likely to increase their gasoline price. To like 10 to 15% jump, per gallon. So this is all going to have an impact. I mean, the oil prices has already suffered. The oil industry has suffered a fair bit. So this is just going to add on to that.
With oil prices in that regard, what is the importance of skyrocketing oil prices, not just for like the US economy, but globally? What does that kind of mean for oil production in general and how we're all going to get our oil?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, as the price goes up and if it's likely to remain steady above $60, you'll probably see a lot more, oil rigs coming online. Baker Hughes, which is one of the biggest refiners in the world, has a lot more, oil refining taking place at the moment. So, you know, as the oil price goes up, there's going to be more interest, you know, from oil wells that have been shut. You know, they're going to come back onto production. I think the people who are going to benefit the most is probably the Middle East producers. They're going to start probably slowly increasing their supply. The OPEC and OPEC plus countries are meeting in April again. So there's a very high chance they're going to increase the supply. So oil prices are not, you know, I mean, if oil prices go up by 2 or 3%, we normally term it as oil prices have skyrocketed. But I think, you know, more supply is going to come back on board. And, you know, my view is that the oil price is going to steady probably between April and July.